This exercise is on self-compassion, and it's using the compassionate self to direct compassion to ourselves. So to start the exercise, it's taking a moment to find that posture in your chair that will support your practice. Feet about shoulder width apart, upright posture. Just paying attention to your upper body and your shoulders, just allowing your shoulders to open, fall back a little bit. Having your head in an alert and upright position. If you feel okay, gently closing your eyes. And taking a moment just to bring awareness into the here and now. Becoming aware of the sensations of breathing. Mindfully noticing sensations in your body as you breathe in and as you breathe out. As ever, just noticing when your mind becomes distracted from this, which of course it will do, because that's just what our minds do, whether it's by sound or thoughts or judgments, just noticing these and gently and kindly taking your attention back just to notice the sensation of breathing. And as you're doing that now, just beginning to engage with your soothing rhythm breathing. That breathing rhythm that is a little bit slower than usual, maybe, might be a little deeper than usual. A rhythm that is calming for your body. A sense that as you breathe out, your body might be slowing down a little bit each time. If you can do, just bringing that friendly expression to your face, a half smile. And now as you're doing that, just going to take a few moments to re-engage with your compassionate self. That version of you that is wise, strong, and committed. So just like an actor stepping into the shoes of a role, we're just going to spend a moment bringing to mind the qualities of your compassionate self. So first, just holding in mind the quality of wisdom. So as your compassionate self, you have an understanding that life is hard for us, that we all have tricky brains that we did not choose to have, that have been shaped by evolution, and the experiences we've had in life, that we have emotions such as anger and sadness and shame that can be very painful to experience at times. And that a lot of this stuff is not of our choosing. But the wisdom is here within our compassionate self to understand this, to validate it, to start to find wise ways of working with the things that cause us problems. Holding that in mind, that would be like as your compassionate self to be wise. How that might influence how you react in the world to people. How wisdom might guide the way that you react to yourself. Alongside this, bringing to mind that your compassionate self is strong. It has a confidence and groundedness to it. Now, this is partly linked to your posture in the chair, so just paying attention and re-engaging with that upright, grounded, confident body posture. Your soothing rhythm breathing, which helps to keep you grounded and stable as you breathe out. Maybe just bringing to mind an image of how your compassionate self might stand in a way that would show its strength and stability. Somehow imagining, like a mountain or a tree with deep roots, your compassionate self can be in the presence of distress, tolerate it. And finally now, bring into mind the quality of caring motivation. Imagining that your compassionate self is bothered by distress, whether that's other people's or your own. It's motivated to be caring, supportive, and helpful. To do what it can do to try to reduce or alleviate distress and suffering. Really see if you can just imagine how that would feel as your compassionate self, to be committed, to be motivated in this caring way in the world, both to others and towards yourself. And if you can do now, just seeing if you can bring these qualities together, wisdom, strength, caring, commitment. Just imagining now that you're stepping into the shoes of, to the body of this version of you, your compassionate self. And imagining, if it helps, that you're walking along a street as your compassionate self. Just imagining how quickly or slowly you might walk, what your body posture, facial expression or eye gaze would be like as your compassionate self. Just imagining how you might interact with people on the street as you pass them. And now see if you can imagine that in front of you on this street, you can see an image. And actually, it's an image of yourself, but you on a day in which life has been a bit tricky, in which life has been a bit stressful, or you've been finding it a bit hard to manage. Try not to pick the time recently in which your distress was very, very high, but rather a time where it's been a bit of a stressful, bit of a tricky day. And so just to clarify, you're still imagining being stood in the body of your compassionate self, this wise, strong, caring version of you. Just imagining how you might hold your body posture, standing there on the street, what your facial expression or voice tone would be like. Given your wisdom, your strength, your care, imagine looking out of this version of you and directing compassion to this image of you in front of your compassionate self that is struggling, that's had a stressful day in some way. Given the wisdom of your compassionate self, what understanding might it have about the distress that this version of you has been experiencing? How might the empathy of your compassionate self help you to understand why or what has happened that's contributed to this version of you struggling? Maybe if you imagine the compassionate self voicing this understanding, maybe in the sense of empathy or somehow validating the image of you that's struggling and distressed. Just imagining what your compassionate self might say, what its voice tone would be like as it's saying it. If it feels difficult being in the presence of this version of you that is struggling, just remembering that your compassionate self is strong. So it's just connecting again to your upright posture in the chair, your soothing rhythm breathing that helps to slow you down and ground you. And that sense, though, that your compassionate self is this sense of courage, confidence and groundedness, like a mountain or a tree with deep roots. It can be in the presence of distress, it can tolerate distress. So sometimes just focusing on how this compassionate version of you can be there, even if it's just in silence, can be a witness, a supportive, caring witness to this version of you that's been struggling. But it may also be that, given the caring motivation of your compassionate self, that there is a caring intention, something you would like to say that would be helpful to this version of you that's been struggling. Maybe just imagining as your compassionate self saying that in a warm, caring way. Or maybe there's an action, a behavior you would like to engage in as your compassionate self that would show your compassion to this image of yourself that has been struggling, that's been finding life difficult. Maybe the compassionate self might also want to convey how it will be there, available and supportive for these types of difficulties. That it can be turned to, it can be relied upon to turn up for and be supportive of ourselves when we're struggling. And finally, as the compassionate self, it might be that it's helpful just to communicate a sense of wisdom, care, concern by just holding in mind and repeating certain phrases towards this image of ourselves that's been struggling. So you might want to just imagine saying these in your mind, or just repeating them out loud, but in that warm, caring voice tone of the compassionate self. So looking out towards this version of you that's struggling and repeating, may you be well. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be happy. Really connecting as best as you can do as you repeat that phrase in your mind that heartfelt wish of your compassionate self for this to be true. May you be well. May you be happy. May you find the strength and courage to tolerate your difficulties. May you find the strength and courage to tolerate your difficulties. Or if you find it more helpful, you can just personalize this in a slightly different way. So you might want to say something like, I'll be here to support and help you when you need me. I'll be here to support and help you when you need me. And so just before you allow this imagery to fade, just taking your time, might be that you want to voice some other words to this version of you that's struggling. Just taking your time to do that. Just having this intention here, you'll be supportive and caring to yourself whenever you can be. And as you allow this imagery to begin to fade from your mind, just tuning back into your soothing rhythm breathing for a few moments. Sense of slowing down in the body as you breathe out. Upright, confident body posture in the chair. Your friendly facial expression. When you feel ready, just slowly bringing yourself back into the room and opening your eyes.